Back in May, Milwaukee Brewers GM David Stearns made a trade with the New York Yankees, acquiring a guy who's been dealt more than an old deck of cards. Catcher Aaron Kratz was picked up as insurance behind the plate, and he wound up hitting .292 in the playoffs with two doubles and three RBIs. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more at WWIB.com. Mr. October, 38-year-old Aaron Kratz is back with me on the show today. So, Eric, you hit virtually better than every offensive stat you've ever had this year in the postseason for the Brew Crew. Why were you so successful at the plate?
Oh, man, you know, I think I actually left a couple hits out there, too. I think there was a couple balls that I'd hit hard and got caught. So it was something that I was really feeling. I was really feeling the energy of the situation, of the fans. You know, one of the people I look up to in baseball said in playoffs, you know, if you try to do more, you'll get less because you already have all the energy. So try to do less and you'll get more. And it was no more prevalent than, you know, just trying to put the bat on the ball. And it helped me have good at bats, and it helped me get a few hits. You know what? And hits are tough. You can't try to place the ball where they're not, but you know, you're trying to just put a barrel on the ball and trying to square it up. And you know, I was very fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah, you had some huge hits, and you've sort of become a folk hero around here.
I appreciate that. That is, I don't really even know how to respond to that other than the fans really, I don't know, I feel like I get the fans. I get the blue-collar mentality of the Wisconsin area, not just Milwaukee, but the entire Wisconsin area. You know, I feel like there's a lot of people that are prideful of their area, prideful of being from Wisconsin, and growing up in the Philadelphia area it's the same way. It's like, you know, you are very proud of where you were raised. You're very proud of everything that involves where you were raised. You know, I think it's something that is, I love it. I love seeing it in fans, and I really, really felt that. And hopefully, you know, that's something that, I'm not saying the team is going to, the Brewers are going to say, well, he's a great, you know, the fans like him. Let's bring him back. You know, I completely understand that's not how it works. But I hope the team knows that there's more than just my production on the field that I can help, you know, not just have a good team on the field, but also get us to the next step. You know, I don't think there's any reason to think why we would not be a favorite to make it to the World Series next year.
So what are the most enduring moments for you from your team's playoff run this year?
You know what? It's hard to pick out one moment other than the first inning of Game 6 and how loud the crowd was. That one is seared in my memory for forever. It's something that is – I've never heard – noise like that. That was just, it was incredible to be a part of that. But as far as like a team goes, I mean, I think about Yelly hitting a two-run homer in the first playoff game. But you know who I think of? I think of Arcia, who struggled most of the year hitting three home runs. I think of Keon Broxton he had one at-bat in the entire playoffs, and he hits a opposite field home run in Colorado off of Wade Davis. I think of JJ having a struggle the first night against the Rockies and coming back the next night and throwing two innings. Like I see so many memories of our guys just coming together as a group and it not just being one guy, because reality is, Yelly got us there. Yelly put us on his back and had one of the most incredible second halves of baseball that I've ever seen in the big leagues.
Yeah, me too. I mean, every time he came to the plate, he delivered. Seemed to deliver a big hit. Well, like you said, you're a Pennsylvania kid. Telford, PA is your hometown, now living in Virginia. Tell us about your family out there.
I have a wife, Sarah, we're in 2018, so coming up on 17 years here in December. And my son, Braden, is 11. My other son, Ethan, is 9. And my daughter is 6. And she thinks she'll turn 16 on her next birthday. So she is, they're all keeping us super, super busy. But it's a cool new stage where they're all in school now. So that's fun to see, too.
Okay. Eric Kratz, the 38-year-old catcher for the Brewers this year. And still more to visit about. So let's do that next time here on Sports and Commentary and talk about baseball. And we're going to have you share Jesus as well on the show coming up. So, Eric, thank you for being here. You and your family have a great day out there, okay?
Thank you. You do the same, though.